Murders that were once ignored or under-investigated during the civil rights era are finally getting more attention. A new bill before Congress proposes the creation of special units within the FBI and the Justice Department. These units would investigate cold cases before the perpetrators die off. NPR's Audie Cornish has more.
Somewhere in Taylor County, Georgia, 37-year-old Maceo Snipes lies in an unmarked grave.
They shot him down like a rabbit, like you shoot a rabbit down, or you shoot a wild dog down.
Snipes was killed in 1946 when his niece, Lulu Kate Montford, was just 13 years old. Montford says a carload of white men pulled up to her grandmother's house and shot her uncle, a black war veteran she believes for voting in Georgia's Democratic primary the day before.
And it was so bad, the threat was out that if any other relatives come to town, like his brothers, they would be killed. So the undertaker and my mother's cousin took my uncle and buried him someplace in the woods. To this day, we don't know where my uncle's buried.
Montford's case isn't unique. Federal prosecutors have made arrests in more than two dozen high-profile murders since 1989 and gained convictions in most of them. But the Southern Poverty Law Center recently called on the FBI to open investigations into an additional 74 unsolved cold cases. Time is running out for these lesser-known victims, says Alvin Sykes, head of the Emmett Till Justice Campaign.
Most of this is the evidence is in the minds of our grandparents, who their young loved ones walked out and never came back. And rather than deal with the system that they believed took them in the first place, they just moved away.
After her uncle was shot, Lulu Montford and her siblings fled Taylor County, hidden under a canvas in the back of a truck. Now in her 70s, Montford is back, trying to get the political muscle and community support needed to revive the Snipes case. But so far, the Taylor County Board of Commissioners has refused to hear her out. New legislation pending in Congress could help people like Montford get her case heard. The Emmett Till Unsolved Civil Rights Crime Act proposes official cold case units within the FBI and Justice Departments to actively seek out, reinvestigate, and support prosecutions for these murders.
People die, people's memories fade, evidence gets lost.
Doug Jones is a former U.S. attorney who, in 2001, successfully prosecuted an elderly Klansman for the 1963 Birmingham church bombing that killed four black girls.
Every day that passes, there's one more opportunity for someone to clean out an office or a warehouse or a file cabinet. So time is the biggest enemy here.
Jones says he succeeded because he had crucial access to extra federal investigators for research, expensive DNA labs, and some of the FBI's original case files from the period. Many of the cases are too old to be prosecuted under federal civil rights statutes, but the bill establishes a system for federal investigative work to be turned over to local prosecutors who don't always have the money or manpower to open cold cases.
My experience tells me that the initial investigations were either not going to be very thorough, they were going to be sloppy, or they may not have really conducted an investigation at all. So to start from scratch in these old cases will be very, very difficult.
You know, this probably should have been passed a good 10 to 15 years ago.
Jerry Mitchell is a newspaper reporter for Jackson, Mississippi's Clarion Ledger. Mitchell says the bill may be making headway now because over the years, the South and the nation have become more used to reviving these cold cases.
When I first started writing about these cases, back in 1989, I would have people call and cuss me and, you know, say I was an N-word lover and worse than that. And yet, as time has gone on, I think there's been more people that have embraced this and been willing to recognize that this is just simply the right thing to do.
This is the third time the bill has been introduced to Congress. But this time it has more than 65 co-sponsors, some of whom are Democrats who've moved into key positions for its survival. Officials at the Justice Department and FBI say they welcome the $11 million a year the law would bring to support their efforts. And for people like Lulu Montford, it would be just in time. Audie Cornish, NPR News.